This coming Saturday will be the 5th annual Quincy Multicultural Festival. It's being held at Faxon Park this year from noon to 3 p.m. Co-founder Mahalia Russo is joining us in studio to tell us a little bit about the background of this event and how you might be able to get involved. So Mahalia, it's great to see you again, first of all.
Hi, thank you for inviting me again.
It's our
nice
pleasure.
Being here.
Yeah,
I think this is our fourth year
that
doing
sounds
this, right?
That you came in to chat, yeah, but I remember the first year you and Shiv Singh stopped by, and you had this great idea to have a multicultural festival. This was the year after the pandemic, right?
Yes.
And it was a great success.
Yes, yeah. It was, and now we are celebrating 5 years.
Did you ever think it would go this long?
Honestly, no.
Really?
No.
Yeah. How did it all start?
I think, yes, after the pandemic, we felt a lot alone. And I think everyone felt the need to connect with more people.
Yeah.
And everyone was looking for a sense of belonging.
Yes.
And I realized in our city, there was not yet a space where all the families, especially the Quincy Public School families with children, can come together from different schools and just connect to each other, get to know each other, and just create friendships. There were a lot of events at each schools, but there was nothing that will put everyone together.
Connect them.
So I said, with Shiv, we said, I think we should create a space where everyone can come together, connect, talk with each other, and build friendships. And in 5 years, I know so many families created strong friendships, and I think that's the whole goal.
Well, you are a parent of Quincy Public School students yourself, so you saw that firsthand, right?
Yes,
in your own family. And you yourself are an immigrant to Quincy, right?
Yes, I immigrated here 8 years ago from Italy, and I have, two children, one elementary age and one middle school age. We got to meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
We created very strong connections and friendships. And I kind of miss that small community vibe from Italy when I moved here, and where everyone kind of know each other and everyone talks with each other and everyone comes together and hang out and just do stuff together. And thanks to the Quincy Multicultural Festival, I found that feeling and that sense of belonging in my community and created my community.
Well, not only that, but I mean, between obviously the parents of the children, right, to also get to connect. But I mean, the kids who were in that first festival maybe formed their own bonds, right, and continued that tradition. They're older now. They're in their teens now, right?
Yes.
So,
Yes, that was very exciting. I remember the first year I had so many kids just coming to me and hugging me and just saying thank you. They were so excited to just maybe wear like traditional clothes representing their cultural background that at school they don't do, or like having their friends listen to songs in a different language, like their favorite songs or childhood songs. And they were very excited to share that with their classmates.
Yeah.
And I think that's all this is about, like connecting and sharing and learning.
From each other, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, some of the common denominators of people, right, are music, food, dancing, cultural experiences, discussing, right, sitting and talking with each other. There's a lot of commonalities, more than differences, I would think.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Everyone loves food, everyone loves talking, everyone likes connecting, so we just needed a space.
Yeah. Speaking of, this year's space is a little different. It's up at Faxon Park. And as I mentioned, it's coming up this Saturday, May 9th, from noon to 3 p.m. What's going to be happening, Mahalia?
A lot, as usual. yes, we do have a new location, Faxon Park. It's a beautiful big park, has been recently renovated. There are a lot of recreational area inside the park. The event will be next to a pavilion, so there will be picnic tables.
Great.
There are new restrooms. There's parking.
Yes.
It's a safe place for the kids to run around.
Yep.
There are no cars. There's nothing. So I think it's a great space. So we are really grateful to the park department and especially Paul Doherty for showing us that space and letting us use it.
Very good. Yeah,
yes.
It's very accessible. It's, as you mentioned, it's very beautiful as well, and it's isolated from traffic and noise, and you know, you almost feel like you're out in the woods at some point.
Yes, yeah. I love that because we are surrounded by trees.
Yes.
And definitely that helps with the wind.
Yeah,
we have lots
true
of wind
too.
Here.
Yes.
So I'm really excited about this new location.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
So live performances, cultural tables, food from around the world, family activities, local vendors. What's the rundown? You got a lot to do in 3 hours.
I know, yeah. I know. I wish we had more time. yes, we have a great lineup for food vendors. We have, of course, ice creams.
Yes.
Smiles by the Miles, Tiranga Indian Street Food, George's Greek Taverna, Tiara Spicy Chicken, Spicy Kitchen, not chicken.
Okay.
And Black Creek's Barbecue.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So they are all small local food vendors. So we are really excited. And we have a mix of different cuisine to kind of represent our community.
Certainly.
So
yeah.
All of them have delicious food. So stop by, try everything.
Yeah. Out of your comfort zone,
yes,
right? Try something different.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then you can have some ice cream after.
Everybody loves ice cream,
yes,
right?
I definitely do.
It's international.
Yes. So it's great. And also the prices are all going to be very accessible.
Oh, very
so
good.
We are making sure that we have at least a few food items that everyone can afford.
Okay.
So
good point. It's free admission, but there is a charge for the food. So
yes, yeah, just for the food. But we have plenty of free activities for
okay
the kids and the families. We have face painting, yep, balloon twister, henna. This year we have a special space where we will create a photo booth, and we will have a professional photograph to take
nice
pictures of the family, no charge. And then another thing that I'm really excited about, it we'll have a 360 video booth where with props and everything, and I'm sure it's going to be a hit with the kids.
Okay.
The kids will love that they're going to have a camera like circling around them, and
really
they can just have fun and
okay
dance. And then you can just text it to your phone
of
or
course
email, and it's fun.
Okay.
So I think that's going to be a great success, and all these activities are free. And of course, the passports.
Yes, those were from day one that you
yes
started those,
that's
right?
Yeah. One of my favorite things about yeah this festival, because we wanted something to get the kids to actually stop and learn new things,
yes,
and stop at each cultural booth. And if you make it as a game, the kids love it. Also, if you give a prize.
Of course, yeah.
So the kids get this passport.
Yeah.
Also, this is a free raffle. They have to travel around the world, get stickers or stamps or like drawing, whatever.
As you would if you were traveling.
Yeah,
okay,
booth has a different way of doing things. And at the end of the, towards the end of the festival, if they fill their passport, they get a ticket to a raffle, and they will get like big basket with lots of toys and fun things.
Nice.
So no purchase, no, it's free. So
okay.
Want everyone to get involved.
Yes. So kind of force them to have some fun,
yes,
and learn, right?
Yes.
What cultures will be represented, Mahalia, at the Quincy Multicultural Festival?
So as of now, we have 23 different
wow
ones.
Wow.
I know. But it's not much considering that Quincy Public Schools, there are 75 different languages spoken
75
in our district.
Wow.
Yes. So I think my dream will be to get 75 different countries represented.
Okay.
So
aim
if
slow,
I get that, right? I'll retire after.
Okay.
But we have, let's see, Italy, Japan, Portugal, Hungary, Rwanda, Sri Lanka, many.
There's got to be Asian countries in there.
Yes,
okay,
we have Taiwan, China, Vietnam, USA, there's going to be a photo booth about national parks, and I'm really
oh
excited about it.
Oh,
I think
good
U.S. has amazing, amazing national parks, and I think that's so great and so many fun facts for the kids to learn about.
Yeah.
So we'll have that too.
Okay. All right. So this festival has grown into a bigger purpose for you, right? Called Culture Kind.
Yes.
Yeah. What is that?
So we are trying to expand. We saw there's a need and a request for families. Everyone loves this event and the kids. I think the whole point is to get the kids exposed to as much knowledge and learning and culture as much as possible.
Yeah.
I do have two kids, and I was thinking, okay, what I would like my kids to learn and do, what I would like them to be exposed to. And So that's how Culture Kite was born. We have the same mission, the same vision at the Quincy Multicultural Festival. It's the same theme, nothing changed. There's the name, and our goal is to have after-school clubs and educational interactive workshops in the school. Like, for example, the kids get to learn Chinese calligraphy or Japanese origami, or they learn to do an Indian dance, or learn Taekwondo, that's Korean. So the goal is to make learning interactive and fun.
Okay, so this is in collaboration with the Quincy
With Quincy Public Schools, yes. And we hope to have the first pilot program in the fall.
Okay.
Everything is still
it's in the works.
New, right? Yes, yeah. Okay. But we are very excited about it.
However, I mean, this is now an established 501c3
yes.
nonprofit corporation,
yes.
So that in itself is advancement, is progress, right?
Yes, we are a nonprofit registered nonprofit organization. Yes.
So the cornerstone is still the multicultural festival.
Yes,
that's
of course.
The main event.
Yes, that will be our main celebration.
Okay. But you kind of see this as a bigger mission.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is this so important to you, Mahalia?
I really like people to feel, I really wish everyone to feel like they belong, they feel seen, they feel heard, they feel like they have their space and they are like included in everything, and everyone is like accepted the way they are.
Okay.
So I think.
And you know, you mentioned earlier that that was something that you missed when you came to this country.
Yes.
So you started trying to recreate that?
Yes, I struggled. I think for 2 years I struggled a lot connecting with people, and it was very a very different cultural experience.
Yeah.
When I arrived here, I got used to know all of my neighbors, talking with everyone, and I struggled with that here for a while. And I think I'm sure that I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm very involved in the elementary school, in my kids' elementary school, so I get to talk with a lot of parents and other families and my neighbors and everything, and I thought, like, this is, a lot of people feel the same way.
Yes, yeah.
So I think, okay, we need to do something about it.
Okay, all right. So you are a woman of action, then.
Yes.
You like to get things done.
Yes.
You're a doer, as they say.
Yeah. I think if something is important to you and you care about, you make time, you make it happen. So
that's my
mantra.
In addition to your, you know, you have a full-time job at MIT, you're a full-time mother. So this is your other full-time job. Oh, by the way, you're planning to run a half marathon.
Yes, that. I'm not a runner, but I'm really excited about it, and I definitely want a medal, so I'll try to finish in 3 hours.
Okay, that's very
respectable.
That's
a lot of time, but for me, that's going to be a big achievement.
Sure. You do have some shuttle bus activity for the festival, right, that people can take free shuttles to?
Yes, because, again, our goal is to make this as inclusive and accessible as possible.
Yeah.
And thanks to our collaboration with Quincy Public School, we offer free shuttle buses. They will go back and forth for the entire event. We have 4 different school locations, and are all schools with big parking, so people can just park the cars if they wish to drive.
Get on the bus.
And we have North Quincy High School, Wollaston Elementary High School, Wollaston Elementary School.
Yep.
Clifford Marshall Elementary School and Snug Harbor Elementary School.
Great.
And there are 4 different corners of the city, let's say like this, all with big parking or next to the train station, or and people can just park there or just walk to the school, hop on the bus, and come to the festival.
Excellent.
So.
And they run back and forth throughout the festival?
Yes,
so
yes.
Folks can come and go as they please? Yeah.
Yes. They start at 11:20 a.m. And the last bus will be 3:15 p.m.
So right after the festival.
Yes.
Okay, and those are free.
Yes, they are all free. Yeah. So you see, we are making everything easier for everyone to just come and enjoy and connect and have a fun day.
Yes, yes. The weather right now looks great.
Yes.
Cautiously optimistic, I know, right?
Yeah, I know. I've been checking it every hour. I have to stop. because
there is the covered pavilion up there, just in case there's a shower.
But in case of rain, the event will be moved indoors at North Quincy High School.
Oh, good to know.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Right.
We'll send a communication about that on Friday. I really hope I don't have to send it.
Right.
But yes, nothing will change, just the location. Okay. We're still going to have the shuttle buses and okay. everything. So
I know you get like over 50 high school kids that help you with this every year, right?
Yes, volunteers. they are amazing. Yeah. I'm so grateful for them. They are such a huge help. We always have like 50, 60 high school students,
fantastic.
Volunteers.
Yeah.
And they are so eager and excited about it. And they come at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
So it's a long day for them. And they come at 8 a.m. and stay there until 4 p.m.
Super.
We do offer breakfast and lunch and everything.
Nice.
Also to all the families that are hosting tables. Thanks to our partners and donation we receive, we get to offer breakfast and lunch for everyone because it's a long day.
Yes, absolutely.
So we don't want anyone to just stress out about
sure,
anything.
Sure, sure. Sounds
so
like
the students are great help. They also, each one of them is assigned to a cultural table, so they help the families. The families also can go around and see other cultural tables.
Yep.
So I'm very, very grateful to them.
Excellent.
They are great.
I hope you have a fantastic event, Mihalia. Thank you so much for stopping by and telling us about it.
Thank you so much for inviting me. And I would like to thank the City of Quincy, the Mayor, Tom Cock, and the Quincy Public School Department and Park Department. They
great.
Are all great supporters.
Excellent. Thanks again.